First, though, the cop on the beat against financing terrorism, AUSTRAC, has launched legal action against Westpac over claims that are breathtaking in their scale. The bank is accused of 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws, including cases that may have facilitated child exploitation. The penalties could, at least technically, run to some $400 trillion. So what's Westpac's defence? Well, it says it was management incompetence, but the regulator says it's more like management indifference. Let's get the details with our business reporter, David Taylor.
AUSTRAC is damning, saying Westpac's board failed to comply with basic and serious compliance measures. Rather than spin his way out of this mess, Westpac CEO Brian Hartzer simply said, sorry.
As CEO Westpac, I am very sorry that this has happened. And we will fix it.
Mr. Hartzer says it's disappointing that Westpac hasn't met its own standards, as well as regulatory expectations and requirements.
There's no excuse for us to be in the situation that we're in. This should not have happened. We should have done better.
AUSTRAC has been scathing about Westpac's attitude towards these compliance problems, describing senior management as indifferent. Mr. Hartzer presented himself as a remorseful CEO throughout the teleconference, but that label put his back up.
We've absolutely not been indifferent on this topic. So I just want to be really, really clear that as far as I'm concerned, at a senior executive level, for the board, for me personally, in no way have we been indifferent on this.
Westpac flagged in its annual report that it was about to be hit with a significant penalty from AUSTRAC, but it's still shocking to see the extent of it, including allegations the bank knew 12 customers were using the bank to fund child exploitation in Southeast Asia since 2013 and did nothing until 2018. Here's AUSTRAC's chief executive, Nicole Rose.
Westpac failed to carry out appropriate customer due diligence on high-risk transactions to the Philippines and Southeast Asia concerning known financial indicators relating to potential child exploitation risks.
Brian Hartzer.
I am personally disgusted and appalled by the subject matter of some of these transactions. I deeply regret that this has occurred, and as I said, I will get to the bottom of this personally and fix it.
AUSTRAC is taking action on 19.5 million international transfers over 5 years that were unreported, potentially compromising Australia's security.
This is an important reminder to all financial services businesses in Australia to be vigilant to money laundering and terrorism financing risks and understand their obligations. Businesses are the first line of defence, protecting the financial system from criminal abuse.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison didn't pull any punches in his commentary on the bank.
I'm absolutely appalled. But what it also shows is two things. The banks need to keep lifting their game, but it also shows that our cop on the beat, AUSTRAC, is doing their job. Just as it was with the CommBank, just as has been again with Westpac. And, they've just got to lift their game on this stuff.
Thomas Clark is a corporate governance expert and a professor at the University of Technology Sydney Business School. He says Westpac came through the Banking Royal Commission better than most, but that all changes today.
Now it's facing the greatest shock of all. This is systemic and very serious criminality that AUSTRAC has detected occurring systemically over many years in Westpac.
Brian Hartzer has told the public today that it's disappointing that, as he says, that we haven't met our own standards and regulatory standards. As I'm talking to you, you're raising your eyebrows. Why?
Well, this is more than disappointing, and Brian Hartzer needs to reconsider his commentary on this.
His position?
I think so. I think he will be considering his position, and if he doesn't, I'm sure the board will.
The AUSTRAC says that Westpac today, at the senior management level, showed an indifference about complying with the laws here. The indifference that AUSTRAC talks about, is that reflective of a much broader cultural problem within our financial services sector?
The revelations from Westpac seem to indicate that a great deal more work needs to be done, and perhaps structurally in moving from a position of oligopolistic control of our banks to a repurposing around customer needs and concerns and not the bank's own profit making.
University of Technology Sydney Business Professor Thomas Clark. And just back to David Taylor for a moment. He's with me in the studio. David, there's got to be a question mark, surely, for Westpac CEO Brian Hartzer. What chance that he'll be forced out?
No, of course, Linda. And there, of course, there is a precedent here. This time last year, roughly speaking, the CBA was facing similar allegations. And, of course, at the time, Ian Narev took calls and questions from journalists about his position. Ultimately, he stepped down and has moved on. Brian Hartzer faced three separate questions from journalists on that teleconference call, all saying, are you going to resign? Are you going to step down? He simply replied, well, he didn't actually say no, but he said he was the best person to carry the company forward. However, Linda, the board may have a different view. As the market closed this afternoon, Westpac fell around 3%. That's a big hit to the market, big hit to Westpac. There's hundreds of millions of dollars there. I suspect if the board has any interest in the stock price, it may put pressure on the CEO to resign.
Okay, thanks very much. David Taylor, our business reporter.